Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, we catch up with Magic guard and TikTok sensation Michael Carter Williams. Now, remember, this interview was conducted back in mid-April. And at that time, Michael Carter Williams had been playing his best basketball of the season prior to the stoppage. His confidence level was at an all-time high. And how much did he appreciate the game after sitting out 2 months last year before ultimately being signed by the Magic for the stretch playoff run? He touches on his NBA journey, finding success in Orlando, namely with that second unit alongside DJ Augustine, Terrence Ross, and Mo Bamba. What went into his decision to join TikTok? That and how he passed time during the quarantine. His excitement to get back on the court so he and his Magic teammates can finish what they started. And his terrific relationship with starting point guard Markel Fultz, who MCW has taken under his wing. Lots to get to on this edition of Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, with Michael Carter Williams.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The host of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
And welcome to Magic Pod Squad. This podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything. And for this edition, we are catching up with Michael Carter Williams, who we have not seen in a month. And for me, Mike, I don't know about you, it has been way too long. How are you?
I'm good. It has been too long, though, man. It's been a month. I've just been trying to keep busy.
Well, you usually have some sort of facial hair anyway, but you've got quite a bit of
growth. I'm looking a little rough right now. It's hard times inside the house.
Do you have any advice? Because I don't know what to do with this, Mike.
I mean, yours look cleaner, better than mine. I should be asking you for advice.
I feel like it's not full at all. Like, should it be full by now? Maybe it's because I'm 46 and I haven't hit puberty. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, Mike, I would ask you what you're doing to keep busy, but we have been enjoying your TikTok videos. These have been fantastic. What got into that, and how much fun are you having with these videos now?
To be honest, I've had TikTok for a while, like a really long time, almost like when it first came out, and I used to just mess around with it. And then, like, it wasn't really, it wasn't really that popular. And then I stopped doing them. And then I started making some just for fun. And I was trying to figure out like how to work it, cause I couldn't do it. And then, I don't know, I would just send it to my family. Like, my sister does it, my brother does it. I would send it to my family and friends. And then they were like, you should post one. And I posted one. And then, so I just started making more.
We've asked a bunch of guys, are they keeping in contact? What are you guys doing? And the first thing out of everybody's mouth is, yeah, Mike's got a new TikTok habit that he's trying out. Where do you get the inspiration for some of these bits, Mike?
Most of them are just like my favorite actors, movies. I'll see some and then I'll recreate some. I sent it to the team too. I said we had a team group chat, so I sent them to the team, and they're all, you know, giving me hell for it and everything. You know, it's good to, you know, get them to laugh a little bit.
But they're pretty good.
The Denzel Washington ones were outstanding. I love to remember the Titans. So you have are you looking at a monitor, or do you know the lines by heart?
Well, they're like, you know, it's short clips. Some of them are harder than others, but no, I just remember. I don't look at it or read off anything. I just try to remember it, and it just keeps replaying until I get it right.
That's great. 34, 35, 40,000 views, George. That's what I mean. People can't get enough of these things.
That's just like the Pod Squad. The Pod Squad has like You said 34,000, right? You said not 34.
Correct. No, not by the thousands. So he has a much bigger reach. Yes. What else have you been doing, Mike, with your spare time here? You got a lot of it, unfortunately, but what have you been up to?
You know, I got a lot of equipment downstairs in my garage. So I've been, you know, working out down there, just, you know, on the bike, you know, with weights. The team gave us some weights and stuff. So, you know, I've been keeping in shape, trying to keep my body in shape, just trying to, you know, it's nice to heal a little bit, you know, from bumps and bruises too, you know, and, so my body feels great. Just trying to stay conditioned, you know, especially just in case the, you know, season comes back around, and, reading TV shows, movies, everything on Netflix is done.
Did you get caught up? What stood out on Netflix?
Well, everyone's talking about the Tiger King. That was unreal.
Yes, it was.
I enjoyed that a lot. That was definitely well. We needed that.
That's a good way to put it.
Right. Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. What are you reading? Are you an avid reader anyway? Or
yeah, I go through phases. Like I go through, like, you know, 4 or 5 months where I'm like not even watching TV. I'm reading, and then I get away from books a little bit. And you know, I'll do the whole TV show, binge watch TV shows and stuff. But I finished up a book, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. It was a really good one. I read what is it called? It's a movie on Netflix. It's about the,
Karate Kid?
No, it was the Irish guy, but he was in the Italian Mob. Irishman.
The Irishman.
Really, which was a lot better than the movie. It really got into detail of everything. So that was a really good book.
Very cool.
Now, Michael, when the season ended, there's arguably no hotter player on the Magic than you. I mean, you really had stepped up your game. The last game against Memphis, you actually had a season high in Minnesota, and then another season high in Memphis. Talk about the way the team was playing at the time, and just the way you were. Everybody was contributing at that time. That was going into the hot streak.
Yeah, I mean, we were rolling. You know, everybody was playing well. You know, we had, you know, good vibes, and you know, everyone was happy. Yeah, no, it was disappointing because, you know, we were like, dang, like everybody was playing well, we were doing well, and it was actually funny. We were all talking about like how like upset that the season was over. And everyone was like, man, like we were just winning. And like the only thing I said in the group chat was, yeah, and I was playing well. But like I was joking, of course. Like I made the whole thing about me just like, yeah, and I had 17 and then 20. everyone was, we were disappointed. I mean, it is what it is. We're hoping that it comes back. You know, we really still think, I mean, we're in eighth now. I really still think we can creep up there. So, yeah, it was playing. We had Evan was out, so I mean, we get him back. You know, we get and keep rolling. I think we had a good chance of making a run in the playoffs.
You know, it's interesting too, Mike. We were talking to Markel the other day, and I think about what he's been through the last 3 years. Now he's finally back, and then you have this, and you had battled some injuries. You know, missed 20 some games, and then you played 23 straight. So you were back. You were playing great, and you were, like you just mentioned, you were on a roll. You kind of were in such a rhythm. Like,
yeah, it was, you know, I felt good out there. You know, I felt good. I felt like, you know, when something clicks, you know, you've been working really hard and, you know, you have up moments, down moments, but you know, I felt like everything just clicked all into one. And, you know, I was playing at a great pace. You know, I was patient. You know, I felt like everybody was just in a rhythm. You know, you can feel it out there when everybody's playing off of each other. You know, you're in right defensive rotations. You know, we just found that, you know, we kind of found that niche. And Yeah, it's disappointing that the season had to be over.
So once all of this started, we got a lot of media requests for you guys here and there. And one of the ones I first got right away was from Zach Lowe with ESPN. And he wanted to include you in his column that he does every year, which is called the Luke Walton All-Stars, which basically it's, you know, guys that maybe don't necessarily have, you know, all of the spotlight on them, but are really contributing to their teams. And you were included on that, Michael. How did that make you feel?
I was happy about it. You know, it was great to be, you know, recognized by Zach in the article. You know, I was happy. You know, it you know, brought me a lot of joy. So, you know, and I work hard. You know, I mean, I go out there, I you know, give it my all. And, you know, sometimes it's not always recognized, which, you know, comes with the game. And it's nice to be, you know, recognized sometimes.
But how for you, you even said, I think it's the first line of your paragraph, you said nobody in the NBA, it's hard to say that anybody in the NBA has had a career like mine. And when you think about your career, you know, you start off with Rookie of the Year, and then you just almost, it's almost a battle from there. It's true. I mean, you've had quite a bit of just ups and downs in your whole career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've gone through a lot. You know, I've, you know, been traded. I've had injuries. I've had surgeries. You know, I've had positions where I'm on a team and I'm not comfortable with it yet. And, you know, I've missed training camps. You know, I've, you know, had to mentally, you know, push through a lot. So, yeah, it's been a ride. It's been a long ride. And I think I'm on the uphill now. You know, my body feels the best it's ever been. You know, my game feels like, you know, a lot of people talk about my rookie year, and I strongly believe that, you know, now I'm a better player than I was then. You know, I mean, the numbers may not show that, but, you know, I got a different role. I mean, I'm in a different position. I'm a different, you know, I'm just a different player, but I think I'm more valuable, you know, now than I, you know, was back then.
Well, I think in the time you've been here, I think you've gotten some sense of how valuable you've been to this team. Obviously, the end of last year was critical, and then finding your way again this year. But what's changed, do you think? I mean, you've been consistent with your jumper. You've always been able to attack, absorb contact, get to the free throw line. And, you know, Steve Clifford can't talk enough about your defense, especially pick and roll defense. So what is it in particular that you just seem to have found, or what was your rhythm right now?
I think it's a lot of things. I think one, it's the work I've been doing. You know, Bruce has really helped me out. You know, I've got with him, you know, I get with him every single day, you know, and, you know, I've made sure I, you know, am diligent with that. And, same thing with my body. You know, every single day I'm doing something. You know, I think I found what my body needs to feel 100%, you know, each game. And so I stick to that. You know, I don't try to get outside of that, or, you know, I used to think that, like, oh, I just need a rest. You know, my body hurts, I need a rest. But now I'm more active recovery. Just trying to check off all the boxes. So when I come into the game, you know, I feel confident. You know what I mean? I just, you know, this past week I've made X amount of shots. I've lifted X amount of times. My body feels great. Now I'm going into the game, you know, with super high confidence. And I like that feeling. So, you know, I chase that, and it's brought me success.
What is it about Bruce Kreutzer, though, Michael? Because you touched on it, and you're not the first guy that I've heard say, "Well, I just spent some time with Bruce." And is he the shot doctor? Like, tell me a little bit about what Bruce does and how he gets you guys shooting so well.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. Bruce is unreal. I think the some of the biggest things with Bruce is not only is he great, you know, with mechanics, but you kind of can't teach the person he is and the vibe that he gives off, and it makes you feel comfortable, and it makes you feel like he gives you confidence without, like, him having to, like, talk your brain off or whatever. You know what I mean? He it's just something about him. He just has an aura to him where, you know, he makes you feel comfortable, like I said. And then of course the technique stuff he's great with. You know, I mean, he gets your feet right. He gets your pace to your shot right. You know, all things that, you know, probably, you know, most people know, he just does a good job of putting it together.
You know, you tell a great story, Mike, about a prank that you played in Philadelphia when you were with the Sixers. Have you done anything since you came to Orlando? Have you gotten any of the young guys with the Magic, or are you still?
Or are you exposed now? Are you exposed as a prank?
Yeah, I'm definitely a little bit exposed. But we didn't have our rookie, our only rookie was hurt. So we didn't have really, he wasn't traveling with us or anything. We had no rookie. So I got to wait. I gotta wait. But I definitely will come up with some stuff for sure.
Well, just touch on the dynamic in the locker room. I know even if it's not pulling pranks, it seems to be a good-natured group, Mike, at least from what we could tell. You guys all seem to get along well, and you all take shots from DJ just the same as everybody. What is the dynamic like between you guys in the locker room?
It's good. We got a good group of guys, man, and it's a lot of people on our team. They've been on Orlando for a little while, or they haven't been on any other team. Because they're young, so they don't really know what it's like to play in a locker room that's, you know, not necessarily all together. And so it's definitely a good vibe. Everybody likes each other. Everybody's, you know, joking around and having fun. But if there is a prank going to be played, I'm going to get blamed for it anyway. So no matter who does it, so somebody else.
But you might as well do it then if you're
going to. Yeah, I might as well do it.
Might as well do it.
Take the credit with it.
Yep.
I mean, you could just take the youngest. You could just go after Melvin or Wes or one of the younger guys anyway.
Or Dante. You could do it on Dante. It'd be fine.
After me. That's right.
This podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything.
Mike, we're asking the guys, if you had to be stranded, if you were stuck in a quarantine with, you had to pick three of your teammates, Who would it be?
Stuck in a quarantine.
Yeah, if you were stuck in a quarantine like now, and it was three of your teammates, who would you be stuck with?
That's tough.
You could say none of them, and I would understand.
Definitely, I would definitely go with none of them, because being in the same place with anyone in for a month is hard.
Yeah.
But, now, if I had to pick three teammates, I might – man, I'll probably choose Markel, J.I., because J.I., you know, he'll make sure I get my faith in and keep my faith up. So, and probably DJ. Just, you know, he's a funny dude. He can play jokes on DJ all the time. So,
you got to keep it light. You know, I'm motivated every time I hear Jonathan Isaac talk. Is it the same for you guys?
Man, he commented on his page the other day. I'm like, I commented on his thing the other day. I was like, man, your pronunciation is great. On the videos when he's praying and he's talking and he's preaching. You know, it's great to have someone like him. She's good. But it's great to have someone like him, man. He definitely is a motivated guy, deep in his faith. You know, people, you know, mess with him sometimes about it. Not joking about faith, but you know how he is, and it's good. It's good for all of us. You know, I think at times when you know things get deep and you start to, you know, the season start to get to you a little bit, he's always there to, you know, kind of lift your spirits up.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you, but consider this: there's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Yeah, but somebody else that it's there for the Magic and the Central Florida community, Michael, was you. You were one of the first guys to step up and pledge some money to the arena workers that weren't going to get their paychecks because of the stoppages. Talk about that and what inspired you guys to do that.
I think it was important. I think Vooch brought it to the table to our group chat, and I was all with it. It's important that, you know, people struggle, and it's an unfortunate time for everybody. So, you know, if we can help out, you know, I mean, I think it's, you know, kind of a no-brainer, you know.
Well, I got to ask you, Mike, how's the family holding up? And I know you got a brother playing basketball at Creighton, and how's he doing? His season was halted like everybody else's, but how's he holding up, and how's the family doing?
He's doing great. Family's doing well. You know, all my brothers and sisters are doing well. They're at the house, and you know, they're doing what they can to stay in shape. He's doing well. Marcus is doing well. He's disappointed the season's over. He was really looking forward to going into, you know, the Big East tournament and March Madness and stuff. So, he's doing well.
How much does he pick your brain? And how nice is that to have someone that's kind of been there and paving the way for him a little bit just to get some advice from you?
It's great. I mean, I've always given him advice since he was young. You know, we've always been together. You know, I give all my siblings advice, and it's good that I've, you know, am able to tell him, you know, kind of what I went through. You know, he's definitely learned from it. I try to teach him. You know, I always say that, you know, when I was a rookie, you know, I wish I had guys that were there, you know, really old veterans that were there to kind of teach me what it's like to take care of your body and what it's like to work and, you know, to get better. And so I try to, you know, instill that in him at such a young age. And he already has such a great worth ethic. You can't get him out the gym. It's definitely nice to, you know, have myself been through that for him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Well, we got a couple of games here for you real quick, right? So I know you're active on Instagram, right? So we've got some Instagram accounts, right? You got to tell us who this is, right? We're going to throw some pictures up here and tell us which Instagram account we pulled this off of. All right. So we'll start. I know you. Who is this? Whose Instagram account is this?
If I were to guess, it'd probably be Evans.
That's a good guess.
That one has not been hard for anybody. Everybody seemed. What sets this one off that you know it's Evan?
The store. Look at him. He looks like he belongs there.
That's true.
Has he made you take any of these pictures? He loves these pictures.
Oh, he loves them. He loves them. Yeah. He loves them. He's never made me take any of them.
That's good. How about this one, Mike? Who's shooting that ball right on the Central Boulevard right there?
Right on top of the view.
Is it T. Ross?
That's what I thought it was, but it's Aaron.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should have knew that.
AG.
That's a tough one. Right, how about this one? Who's this? In his youth. I'll tell you, it's in his youth.
Obviously, yep.
I hope it's
DJ. Otherwise, that's
I hope it's DJ right now.
Otherwise, the Dutch Wonderland Queen is like 6'5".
Oh, no.
That is Mo Bamba.
That is one happy Mo Bamba right there.
All right, one more. We'll do one more. How about this one?
That's Al Farouk Aminu.
That is Al Farouk. I don't know where he got that painting, though. That is an interesting painting.
You know, we don't know much about Chief. What have you learned? I know it's your first year playing with him too, but what can you tell us about Al Farouk? Unfortunately, we lost him for the year so early at the end of November, but what kind of guy is he, and what's he meant to you?
He's actually a funny dude. I mean, I knew Chief for like, it's weird. I was in like, it's like an Instagram group chat thing kind of. Okay. And it was me, Evan Turner. It was a lot of Portland guys. It was like me, Evan Turner, Al Farouk. This is before he came to Orlando. So I start to, you know, get to know him through there a little bit. But he's a funny dude. He's into boxing like me. He likes to watch. Him and DJ go at it a lot. He always blames DJ if, you know, someone else. Like if one of the young guys isn't doing what they're supposed to do, he'll look at DJ and he'll be like, this is what you've been teaching him? Like, he just blames DJ for everything. So he's a good dude. I like Alfred a lot.
You mentioned the boxing. Like, you're really into fight boxing and MMA, right, Mike?
Yeah.
But yep. Now, did you watch the Tyson, the Fury Wilder fight?
Yeah. Chief, he actually came over and watched it with us.
Okay, well, what's your analysis of that fight?
Man, I mean, Fury just brought it to him, man. I don't know what it was. Wilder didn't look the same. He didn't look the same, but I think that it was the first – I think he realized the first time it's like, okay, I can't just go in here and just throw one shot and you know, and just knock this dude out. You know, I think the next time around, they're going to fight again. They had a rematch clause, and he already, you know,
right.
They already confirmed the fight. So I think next time around, he's going to come in with a better, you know, a little bit better game plan. I just wish that he would switch trainers. That's all.
Like, what's the story there with the trainer?
Yeah, he could get himself.
I think he's just been with the same guys his whole life. And like, it's worked for him. He just doesn't, his arsenal isn't broad. It's just, you know.
I'm only asking because there's a guy on this podcast right now that's a little disappointed that Wilder lost. It's me. I was very upset.
Oh, you were, yeah.
Yeah, I went into that thing thinking it was going to be all Wilder all the time, and I left the night.
You get caught up in that, but it never – those guys, they always take their loss at some point.
Just yeah. You know what's interesting, Mike? You were too young for this, but I remember Mike – for me, it was Mike Tyson. You know, as far as can't miss boxing, it was watching him and a fellow New Englander, Hurricane Peter McNeely, ran right into three straight right hooks.
One of the funny.
Remember that? But that was can't miss. You know, the local guy was going to do – was there anybody that was can't miss for you, or did you go back and watch those old Tyson?
Yeah, I watch a ton of Tyson, ton of his old fights. Wilder, I think Wilder was – he was can't miss. I think he's can't miss for a while. You know, he's going for the knockout, so you always want to see that. It's actually funny you brought up the Tyson thing. I actually saw a clip of that fight that you were just talking about, and at the end the other guy was like, the guy from Mass, he was talking to his wife, and he was like, I did it, like I made it, like after the fight, like he survived the fight, like it was I've never seen before either. I was like, whoa, like
I haven't seen that. Yeah. He sprinted out of the corner, sprinted right in.
Right at Tyson, yeah.
You don't do that. That's a mistake.
Yeah,
that was not in the scouting report.
No.
Hopefully they can do that. That sounds like something UFC, they may be able to work something out to try to get
back. They had an event planned for the 18th, and then they canceled it. They just canceled it. Dana White was trying to do something and then canceled it.
All right, well, take a look at these jerseys. Okay, we got one more game for you here.
All right.
All the jerseys in Magic history, we've got them numbered, and you can only pick three. So it's interesting. Guys have different tastes, as you well know, and we've kind of run the gamut on these, but you can only pick three. If you see the numbers there, which ones are you going with?
I'm definitely going with 25.
All right, that's the first one here, this one on the top corner.
Yeah, sorry, number one.
Okay.
Yeah, yep, gotcha.
I think I'm going to go with 1, 2.
Those classic ones are just nice.
I love the classic ones. And 11. I like 11. 10. Yeah, I'll go with 10.
10 with the space theme.
Okay, yeah, I like the space theme.
Okay. Well, what do we have to do to get the classics just to be our jerseys again?
A couple teams. Like, why wouldn't Toronto have, like, wear
them? Right.
Jerseys like those are nice.
I think you guys all collectively just need to go up to Alex Martin's office and say, this is what we want. That would get it done. That would get it done. Just all the classic jerseys. Can we do that?
Yeah. Or at least give us like a season or something.
All right. Now, listen, a couple quick hitters for you. What's the number one snack that you find yourself you can't get away from? because we're all binge eating right now. Is there a snack you found yourself diving into?
Well, it's probably not a good healthy snack, but I recently, like a month ago, I tried the they're snakes. They're one like they're attached. There's two snakes and they're attached to each other. One is sour, and one is sweet, and it's like they're amazing. But I gotta say,
we won't tell Zach and
Nate. Don't tell anybody.
That's all right.
Don't tell anybody. You've been watching a lot of TV. What's the worst thing you watched?
Black Lightning.
Oh yeah.
Easily the worst thing I've watched.
Just a rough one. Why? Tell
it's sad. It's sad because I'm all for like black superheroes and you know everything, but it's just really bad. It, you know, it's not that bad until he starts to fight people. Then it's like, I can't even watch this.
not a good setup. No. I just got caught up on every Marvel movie. I just watched Endgame. Closing out, they did a pretty good job with those, didn't they?
Yeah, those are. I love those movies.
I can't believe Black Lightning wasn't on the Avengers.
I'm sure there's a good reason for that.
Sounds like that's not going to happen now either. Oh man, that's what do you miss the most? What do you miss the most? Obviously, you miss the game of basketball, but yeah. What do you miss the most about being able to leave your house and just go conduct your normal life?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, besides the you know, seeing my family, the essential things, but just going out to a restaurant and going to eat.
Yeah.
That's what I miss. Like, I'm just like, I just want to get dressed and go.
I don't want to get dressed. I'm good in t-shirt and shorts forever. That's it. Yeah, I'm done.
You're fine with that, aren't you?
Yep, I'm good. I'm not going to shave anymore. You're fine. Maybe I'll comb my hair. It'll be fine.
All right. Well, listen, I guess the last thing I'll ask you, Mike, is that, you know, we miss seeing you. We miss playing games. What's the feedback been from fans? How much are you missing putting on, performing, being in NBA arenas? And I'm sure you're feeling the love from fans who miss watching the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I appreciate the support. You know, I hear everybody. I try to get back to people, you know, here and there. And, you know, we miss it just as much as everybody else. And we can't wait to get back out there. You know, I mean, the longer we wait, I just think is, you know, the sweeter it is when we get back.
No, well said. What's our next TikTok? Can we get a preview?
You have one in the drafts folder there?
Oh, yes.
Let me see.
I might do a
little Eddie Murphy and then another scene from Bad Boys.
Nice.
I like it.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. All right.
But I just figured out how to, like for a lot of my – things that I use are like sample clips that other people have used, and I just take the sound and make my own video. But now I know how to put my whatever I want, like my own sound. So now my scale just brought. So now I'm like, oh man, like I can do anything now.
We're looking forward to big things coming. Then this is
exactly exciting. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check this out, George. You won't get on there, but I'm gonna look.
No, I'm on there because my son is on there, so I have to see what's happening out there.
Actually, it's really fun. Like if my brothers, sisters, and parents were here and everybody, I would do so many TikToks with them too, and it just gives you something to do. It's funny.
Yeah, he came up with something the other day. There was a video that came on my phone. It said, "Oh, you know, your son has posted a video," and I've seen a lot of them because a lot of them are the same. You know, they all put out the same stuff. And then he did one where he got all his friends to put a phone inside of a drawer and like wave goodbye. And it's like nine of them. And it just looks like it's the same phone. It was pretty cool. I go, where did you come up with that idea? He goes, I don't know. He's like, yeah. I'm bored. I'm coming up with stuff to do. I thought it was cool.
Well, it's nice because we don't have to we can watch that. We don't have to talk about Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers. So that's nice. We don't have to get into all that.
Yes.
All right, man. Well, be safe. Be well. Thanks for taking some time with us. And hopefully, let's get back out on the court soon.
Okay, absolutely, Mike? Man. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Orlando Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.